I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. India tells Pakistan to stop persecuting religious minorities. John Podaiti of Bibles for the World says,
I find it really ironic that India is trying to call Pakistan to task for persecution of minorities when there's just as much or more happening against the Muslims in India as there might be against Hindus in Pakistan.
India remains one of the world's most dangerous places to follow Christ. Hindu extremists will violently attack pastors and their families to intimidate believers.
We see this aggression increasing against the Christian community. Almost every day I would get a message that said 14 pastors arrested in such and such city, such and such state.
Ask God to protect and strengthen his followers. And the Orthodox priest was speaking in Greek, but Petros heard the words in his mother tongue, Farsi. That's when everything changed for Shiva and Petros, a married Iranian couple. They moved to Cyprus for job opportunities 22 years ago. There, they made friends who were Christians and started attending church. Joe Willie with Sat7 USA says,
Petros specifically, he would read the Quran and the Bible and compare both. Now, he couldn't reconcile the two. The Quran says this, the Bible says this, and he wrestled. In fact, he wrestled so deeply that he became an atheist.
Then, Petros heard the priest speaking in his own language, not once, but three separate times. 14 months later, Shiva and Petros were baptized. Today, they work at the Sat7 Pars studio in Cyprus. Praise God for being present with them through their lives. Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.